This episode of the Deck Tees Podcast is brought to you by Gathering Magic and CoolStuffInc.com. Become a part of their customer rewards program when you make any purchase and receive discounts on all future orders. That is CoolStuffInc.com. Welcome to episode 91 of the Deck Tees Podcast. I am your host, Erin Campbell. My guest today is the face of Magic the Gathering cosplay. She has cosplayed as such memorable personalities as Elsbeth, Amara Tandris, Tessa Karlov, and many, many more. Hello, Christine Sprinkle.
Hello.
How are you?
Not bad.
Good. You are a big deal, my dear.
I guess so.
I was working on our show notes last night, and I try to get them out to the people I'm having on at least the night before. And right when I was working on them, you had sent out a tweet asking your followers and your fans to send you questions. And all of a sudden, I saw the retweets and the favorites, and then the questions came in. And I took a nap because I was really tired yesterday. And when I woke up from the nap, we had like 8 more questions. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to wait till tomorrow morning. I'm going to let this settle, let this die down, and then I'll sort of pick and choose the questions from there. So that was very unexpected.
Yeah, I was very surprised at how tame they were too. There's a couple weird ones, but for the most part, it was really tame, which is surprising.
Do you usually get really weird questions?
Yeah, I get some really odd ones every once in a while that just kind of resets, like, the clock, like, oh, okay, incident happened, okay, reset the clock now. But, yeah, like, usually they get out there every once in a while. I really like the weird fetish questions of, like, you know, like, what else do you do in costume? And I'm just like, nothing. I spent like $800 on this. I'm not getting any like juices or anything on this damn thing.
I have friends who do drag for a living, and I know they get that question a lot too. Of, do you ever have sex and drag? And they're like, no,
no. Like, I spent way too much time and money on this. Like, I'm not gonna hoof the dry cleaning bill just to have a little fun in it. That's no, not worth it.
Yeah, I totally get it. The one thing I find really interesting the more I do my show is trying to, I can't really pinpoint how passionate somebody's audience is going to be. When I first started my show, I was under the impression that more followers automatically led to a very vocal fan base. And one thing I'm always surprised by is that that's not always the case. I've had pro players on my show with tens of thousands of followers that barely get a retweet. And then I've had, you know, Star City guys that have maybe 500 or so that have very loud, very vocal, supportive fan bases. So I was very surprised that yours was so excited that you were coming on.
Yeah, I really think that depends on how you interact with them. Like, if you just kind of ignore most of them and you just keep doing, like, you know, some of this is a job, so they just kind of focus on what they need to do, building decks, you know, writing articles, all that, so they don't really interact like on a more one-to-one basis with like some of their fans. Like, there's a lot of fans where I just like I totally take the time out of the day to like reply to a tweet or something, and then they favorite a tweet where I'm just saying, oh yeah, no, I really like macaroni and cheese, and then they favorite it, and I'm like, that's odd. And they're like, well, you actually responded, I gotta like save that. And I was like, that's odd, but pretty cool, I guess, you know, like, I've done it too. But I think that's really where the whole vocalization comes from, is just how vocal you are with them too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I have people that will literally favorite just about everything I say, which is so strange, but I get it. It's all about, and I had Marshall Sutcliffe on my show, and we were talking about how sometimes all you want is to be seen, to know that you exist, and for someone to say to you, I see you, you know, because it's very easy for people to ignore you or to have other things to worry about.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only reason I started this whole thing, was I really liked the character. And I just really wanted people to see how much I liked that character. Mm-hmm. And
fine with me.
Yeah, no, it works for some people, a lot of people, and it's a great conversation starter and everything, but I never thought I would get this crazy, though, like, ever. I mean, I'm just kind of playing dress up, but people like it.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and talk about that. So you made your debut, I guess you could say, at Worlds 2011, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then after that, you blew up, and you became a bit of a celebrity. What was it like going from, you know, nobody really knowing who you are to all of a sudden everybody knowing who you are?
It still is. It's really surreal. Like, you're just like, this isn't real life. Like, especially because it doesn't really hit you until you do it, like, in person. Because on the internet, it's one thing. It's almost like leaving a dual life, like, two different lives. Like, there's C Sprinkle Run, and then there's just Christine at home. But it's really weird when you walk into your shop, and you hear a bunch of whispers, and then somebody just goes, "So, are you Elspeth?" And then, like, the whole store looks at you, like, waiting. Mm-hmm. To see what you say, you're like, yeah. And then everybody's like, "Oh, cool." You know, they try and act like, you know, like calm, and then they're like, "So, can you sign my card?" You know, and you're like, "Oh my god, like, are you sure? Do you know how much that card's worth? Like, I don't, like, why?" So it's all surreal. I feel really lucky just to be able to share my passion, I guess, with everybody. I that's what I feel like I'm doing. And just, like, inspire, like, more people. I think that's the best part, is being able to inspire more people to join in and want to express themselves the same way.
Mm-hmm. Did you, suddenly being as famous as you are, affect your cosplaying at all? Like, was there any sort of pressure to, you know, be perfect or be really good because you are so visible now and there are a lot of eyes on you? Was that a factor at all?
I would have to, yeah, like, really, really badly, actually, because the first Elspeth costume in 2011, I felt was, like, a piece of shit. Like, I think the first podcast I ever went on, they're just, like, it was Jay Boosh from the A team, and he was just like, "So, you do know, like, some of it looked kind of janky," and I was like, that's putting it lightly. I was like, yeah, like, literally as I was walking to the venue, like, two pieces dropped right off, and my friend just kind of picked them up and shoved them in his backpack, and we just were like, yeah, and just kept on walking. Like, as I'm talking to Mark Rosewater, one of my rings completely, like, disintegrates, and he picks it up off the ground and is like, "You dropped something." And it was just like, So now it's just like, I feel like, yeah, I need to do better. But I'm actually very thankful, because now I've really felt like if you've seen the first Elspeth to this latest, the Sun's Champion one, I really feel like I've grown because of it. Like, it's really pushed me, like, harder and want to challenge myself to just keep on making better and better costumes and keep, like, everybody just, every time I, like, post a picture, like, "Oh my god, like, I can't believe that's you." Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful for it, and at the same time, it's, like, the most anxiety horrific like, want to puke and cry at the same time feeling. But I don't know, I guess that's, like, hashtag cosplay right there. Like,
do you think that you maybe take some comfort in the guises that you get to put on? Like, you get to be somebody very, you know, strong like Liliana, or somebody devious like Marchesa, you know, try on those different faces when you can't be that strong, you know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Like, I have a partner who helps me put, like, most of my costumes on. Because I can't put a lot of them, like, once I get to a certain point of it on, I can't really, my mobility goes down a lot. So I usually have to have a partner or somebody there to help me just scratch my back. And And I always tell him, like, right as soon as I was like, oh, I feel pretty now. Now I feel, like, I feel more comfortable with myself in this costume than I do just, like, walking in jeans and a t-shirt down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel pretty average and very, like, blend into a crowd kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, cosplay, I actually feel pretty. I feel beautiful. It's definitely, like, a huge confidence boost and amazing feeling that you just kind of get addicted to.
It's really wonderful.
Oh, yeah, no, I love it, and I really think a lot of people would benefit from that, because even after a while, like, even after you get out of the costume, you're still on that high, and you still feel great for a while, you know, and then, like, you'll see a comment online, you're like, oh, okay. But then you get right back in costume the next day, and there it is. It's all everything's gone.
Yeah. Can you recall any experiences that you've had that were really, really positive that made you feel like, this is why I do what I do, or that just made you feel really amazing?
Oh, there's a lot. With cosplay, that seems to happen, like, magically every few times that you're wearing it. The last convention that I went to that was really amazing was I was Princess Aurora. And I had a tiny little Anna. She had to be only, like, 6 or so from Frozen. And she had her little costume on. And I just heard, like, a shrill, like, piercing scream behind me. And I just see this tiny little Anna just running for me. Just, like, Aurora, Sleeping Beauty! It's Anna! And I was just like, oh, my God. Oh my God, this is amazing. And just being able to interact with a kid like that was, it's moments like that where everything's just worth it.
Uh-huh.
Cause you're just like, I seriously sat there and talked to her about her sister Elsa and how I just saw my good friend Snow White, cause the Snow White cosplayer literally just left. And she was just like, oh yeah, no, I talked to her already. She told me that all the dwarves are okay. Like, it was amazing. Like, the energy that this tiny little thing had just because of cosplay. And it's moments like those that you just like, oh, this is so nice. Like, this is why. And people are like when people ask you why you do it, you say that's why. Those moments like that. Just sharing such a moment with somebody with such a similar passion, it makes everything worth it.
I think it also it would probably feel good because the kids believe, you know, like that little girl who looked at you probably thought you were Aurora. You know, it wasn't like some adult who was, you know, trying to look at you and find the flaw in your costume, or, you know, who wanted to meet the girl who plays Elsbeth, or even the creeper who was ogling you. That little girl thought you were her, and she wanted to talk to you, and she talked to you like she was Anna. And that's just something you only get with children.
Yeah, like the stark honesty. Because it is. She was totally honest the entire time. It wasn't like an act, anything. She was the honesty. That's what really gets through to you. And you kind of, I don't know. It's different. It is. It's totally different. Like,
yeah.
Somebody that comes up to you like, Elspeth, and you're just like, hey, no, that little girl, she was Princess Anna to me.
And you were Aurora to her.
Yeah, exactly. And that was our moment, and nobody else. Like, no matter what anybody says, nobody can ever take that away from me and her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's moments like those, but in cosplay.
Yeah. Along with the overwhelming positive response that you get from your work, you have become a target for some negativity. How do you deal with that?
It, like, really took a while to, like, learn how to cope with it, because that's, like, the best way I could put it. And there's still some stuff where, like, something, like, new will come up, and you're just like, and you still have to, like, learn how to get over that. But it, like, a huge support system really helps. Like, all of my friends just sitting there, like, don't worry, like, as soon as you turn off the computer, like, how does that affect your life? And you're just like, oh, it doesn't, because there's just words on this vast interweb of hate and love, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you let it affect you and, like, let it go over into your Christine life and not stay in your Steve Sprinkle Run life, then it'll really tear you down. Mm-hmm. And I know you just have to learn to, like, let it go.
Wise words.
Thank you, Anna.
Why do you think that people are negative towards you? Because, you know, what you do, I can't imagine what people would have a problem with. Like, I saw you dressed up as Princess Peach. What would you do to deserve some of the comments that people say to you? Like, I just don't understand.
I don't know. Like, with the magic community, I can kind of see it in a different way than most other costumes. Like, the magic community, it seems like I was more intruding on, like, a boys-only club kind of thing. And they're just, like, stupid girl, and they're, like, stupid dresses, they're, you know, their armor. Like, what are you doing? 'Cause that was one thing, like, I had never gone before until I started Cosplay Magic was, so how do you like objectifying women in like a whole new level? And I was just like, wow, well, I never thought of it that way.
Wow.
I think you're the one objectifying here, if that's how you, if that's how you're looking at it. But, I don't know. I really got to say, I think it's like the mindset of a community and just the mindset of how that person had to have been raised or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have deep hatred for themselves, and they're just sad, and that's the only way they can feel better, lashing out on somebody. I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of a hater.
Mm-hmm. Have things improved at all since Worlds 2011? Like, are people are more receptive? Has the hate died down at all?
Yeah, the hate's died down a lot. I only get, like, really the occasional hater, and then, like, when I announce that I'm, like, gonna go to a PT, like, I've only gotten, like, 2 or 3 death threats now.
You get death threats?
I've gotten only a couple. Like, not as many as I've seen or heard some people have gotten that are, quote-unquote, internet famous, but I've actually have, and it was kind of startling.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, shit, man, like, I'm just playing dress-up over here, like, what is wrong, you know? Like, you almost want to ask, like, are you okay? Like,
yeah,
is there something I can help you with? Because there's got to be more than some, like, more here than you're letting on, because, like, it's cosplay. Mm-hmm. We're just playing here.
Well, I've even had friends who write for Star City. I had Mark Nestico on my show, and he had mentioned that people leave comments on his articles with death threats. And it's like, again, going back to, what did you guys – nobody deserves death threats, number one. But of all the things to file a death threat over, you know, why would it be a woman who likes to dress up as characters and a man who plays cards? Like, it just doesn't – it blows my mind.
Yeah, and I don't think people quite understand what a death threat – I think the biggest problem is they don't understand what a death threat is. Maybe they've never experienced a loss in their life or something, but I don't think they understand exactly the weight of those words. Mm-hmm. Is a huge thing, because it's just like, you know, I don't know if you'd say that if you really knew what loss was. Or maybe they have experienced loss, and that just makes it even worse, though. So I don't know. I really, most of the time, though, I think people just don't, they just spew words on the internet. They just let it all go, and they don't actually realize what exactly they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, magic, like Magic the Gathering Salvation, that just seems to be like a stew pot of people regurgitating whatever they feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I think everybody just needs to a little more social interaction, so you actually see face-to-face what your words, you know, the emotional reaction of somebody else of what your words mean, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my number one thing. I just don't think they understand. They don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I commend you for having, you know, a thick enough skin to rise above it. I know I've been very fortunate in that I haven't experienced any of that. I had one 2-star review on iTunes, and that sent me over the edge. And I was just crying in the shower, like, why? I mean, I don't know if I could do it. Like, I've heard some of the things that people have said to you where they've criticized your body or your weight or your image, and I don't know. I think if you put me under that kind of microscope for 2 seconds, I'd lose my mind. Like, I really commend you for sticking to it.
Thank you. Every once in a while it gets to me now, but for the most part you're just like, okay, just keep on going. You're like, that's not going to make me stop if that was your whole thing. Like, watch me go. Like, it just becomes like, after you get to a certain like zen zone, it just becomes fuel, and you're just like, yes, just watch me, just keep liking or keep looking at all my stuff, so more, you know, I get more views. That's fine with me.
Sometimes you just have to look in the mirror and be like, I am Christine fucking Sprinkle.
Yeah, I am Christine motherfucking Sprinkle. I'm Elspeth. And just like, doo-doo, you know. I don't know. I do like, it has been getting better, because I have to say, with the latest costume, Marchesa, I'm getting to a point now where even the haters, because it ended up on Reddit, which I really have a love-hate relationship with fucking Reddit now.
Mm-hmm.
And even the haters were like, well, it is good. But she doesn't look exactly like this 2D character. And it was just like, all right, well, I'll take it, you know.
Right.
We're finally getting to this point where, you know, they're just begrudgingly saying, oh, it's good. And then the other part was, well, she clearly just had it in her closet, because, you know, most professional cosplayers, which I was like, oh, I'm a professional now. I didn't know. Like, I'm so excited, you know. I'm so glad somebody, this anonymous person on the internet, let me know. That they have, like, these huge closets full of random things. And I was like, of course I had this exact replica of this character's dress just lying in my closet. That's just how fabulous I am. Of course, darling. So
like that scene from Clueless, you just kind of cycled through.
Yeah, like I had my little laptop out, and I was like, Siri, I need a Marchesa cosplay. And she's like, okay, Elspeth. And she's like, that's how it happened. That's how Marchesa happened. Just for you. That's, you know, a podcast exclusive right here. That's how I made Marchesa.
Fantastic. Now I know what I've been doing wrong all these years. You know, I wonder why I'm not cosplaying and why I can't get the motivation to. I don't have the closet.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
And you're not a professional yet, you know.
That's true.
That's what it is.
So I want to talk about the harassment a little bit more, because there's been a lot of talk lately about conventions that have either very vague anti-harassment policies, or in some cases they don't even have one at all. As somebody who unfortunately has been harassed, what do you think about that?
You know, it's really weird, because I've literally been going to conventions since like 2004, and I swear to God, this like never was even an issue. Mm-hmm. You never, like, there was, like, the quote-unquote con creepers, but, like, this is really, like, a recent movement in, like, the last, like, 2 years or so of this whole, like, I wouldn't say feminist movement, but, like, this geek shunning of women, and then, like, I don't know, like, mistreatment of them in a weird way. But like,
where do you think it came from?
I don't know. I don't know exactly where like it came from, which I thought was weird. I don't know if it was because cosplay has become more popular, you know, more women are, it's just like a fact. There's just more women cosplayers. So maybe it was just, we were showing up more at their little exclusive clubs that were, you know, conventions for everybody. Hey, how do you know? And I don't know. It just seemed to pop out of nowhere. And though the harassment did, like, this whole cosplay is not consent thing, it erupted. Mm-hmm. And I did. I noticed a huge thing now where when somebody asks me for a picture, I actually have, for my handler, I have either a code word or a signal now to let him know I'm not okay, which
wow.
I never had before.
Mm-hmm.
And usually though, I can handle it pretty well. I've been going to him a long time and I don't really put up with any kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my friends know that too, because I've saved a couple of them where they're kind of more like, like, what do I do? Because as Princess Peach and Daisy, my friend was getting a picture as Daisy with a Luigi, and I was standing off to the side, and he dipped her, like, down, and he went in to, like, start kissing her, and
ooh.
I pulled him. Like, I pulled her, and I pushed him, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he looked at me like, you know, like so confused. He was like, I asked her for a picture. And I was like, that's fine, but that's not a fucking picture. Like, you have stepped a bound. And how are you not understanding that that's not okay? And he was just like, what the hell is your problem? And I was like, you were fucking inappropriate. That's my problem. I was like, she's uncomfortable. I'm pissed. And you're not even like in this situation, like here in the situation apparently, because you literally don't see he didn't see what was wrong, which that was the part that was getting me so pissed, was like, how can you not see what you did is not okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because she says, oh yeah, I'll take a picture with you, doesn't mean you can fucking kiss her. I don't give a shit if your characters in a fictional world are together. That's not what you do in real life. That's not how you treat another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's where, because I had a throng, like it was a circle of other cosplayers and photographers, like looking like, what the hell, looking at this guy like, oh, he just like, they fuck it, like, did he just touch him or something, you know, like giving him like the stink eye. And the sad part was nobody came in to like step in and help. And the con security was like, just, you know, over yonder. Nothing. Absolutely no help whatsoever. And I pretty much told the guy to get the hell out. I'm going to tell con security, like, I'm not okay. She's not okay with it. Like, you need to get away from our space now.
Mm-hmm.
And the convention staff came up, or I pretty much approached them. And they were like, you know, was there a problem? And I was like, yeah, there was a problem. And I told them what happened. They're like, well, we'll let the other guys know, you know, the other con security know, be alert of him, and, you know, we'll take care of it. And it's just like, well, what do you mean by you'll take care of it? That's not enough. Like, she pretty much got assaulted here. What is, like, you'll take care of it? And see, that's where I think the conventions need to help step in more, because us as cosplayers can only do so much. Like, I can only cause a fucking scene so loud and so much to try and have somebody help us, you know. But the convention seriously needs to take actions. They need to set rules, and they need to follow through and let people know it's not okay and that there is consequences, just in, like, in real life for stuff like that. Because that just, to this day, we retired those costumes, and she still to this day is just like, oh, fucking Luigi.
And you have to wonder, like, you know, if that behavior carried over into the non-convention world. Like, you know, I can't help but feel like those are behaviors that maybe those people are doing to your average woman on the street or your average man on the street. Like, I have to wonder if it stops once they leave the hall.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it is the cosplay that gives them, like, the freedom, you know, to act out kind of like their fantasies. Because, you know, that was that guy's, like, little pairing, you know, Daisy and Luigi. So I don't know if it was like the costumes that gave him the strength or whatever, or God only knows, like, maybe, you know, he just at a bar and he'll do that. I don't know. I don't know if it's like the convention that, like, are giving them like this space of what they feel like is a, you know, place to do it at, like the courage to do it, or if it's just like a normal behavior. But if it's the conventions that are giving off this atmosphere, that's a horrible thing. And
mm-hmm.
as a community, we need to stop that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
because.
So what advice would you have for somebody who wants to approach you? Like, let's say you're wearing a costume and somebody does think you look great. And then not in a creeper way, but just you look great. And they want to appreciate it and they want to, you know, have a minute with you. Like, how would we go about that?
In all honesty, just treat me like a normal human being.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just literally, like, common courtesy. Like, just if I'm turned around, just, like, you know, give me a light tap on the shoulder. Nothing too hard where it'll, you know, bust a pauldron or anything. Just go, hey, is it okay if I get a picture? You know, just common courtesy. I respond to it amazingly, and I know most cosplayers do. We get rather excited, you know, that somebody isn't, like, up in our costume space too much and, or, you know, gave us the respect another human being just would like, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Other than that, I don't know. No globbing. Don't take a flying run and hug me because you're going to have to pay for that, like $15.
Another thing I've learned, or at least that I do in practice, is when I want a picture with somebody, I let them decide the pose. Like you had mentioned the Luigi incident, and I would never do that. Like I remember I was at C2E2 a couple years ago, and there were a couple cosplayers I wanted a picture of, and there were two guys that were dressed as the Flash. I can't resist that.
Yeah.
You know, may I have a picture with you two guys? And I said to them, I let them have the camera. I was like, how would you like me to stand? How would you like me to do that? And I let them run the show. You know, I didn't just, but I see people who go up to them and say, you're going to stand here. You're going to put your hand here. Make that face like you did on that one cover of that comic. And no, don't look at me that way. Don't. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, I'm grateful that you're taking a picture with me. I let them run the show. I think that's another act of courtesy you can do, too.
Oh, definitely, because most of the time, like, 99% of the time, I have something in mind to help you.
Yeah.
Because, like, we've been doing this for a really long time, because I have, like, a lot of the Magic players, like, they look at me, and they're like, they stand next to me, it's like, Elsa, and they're like, what do I do? Like, and I'm just like, it's a picture, you pose. But they're like, well, how do I pose? And I'm like, if I'm Elsa, I'm like, be the soldier token. And then they look at me, and I'm just like, mean mug the camera. And they're like, oh, okay. And then, like, and they got it. Like, I'll, like, if you ask me, like, oh, hey, can you, like, do this one pose that she did? Like, I'll be totally down for it, too. Yeah, just asking. Just ask.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking ask me, like, you would if you're, like, asking for a cup of water from a waitress or something, you know, like, I would be happy to oblige and no tip necessary. Mm. But, yeah, don't just, like, go all grabby, McGrabby hands. Like, because I've had people, like, can I have a hug for a picture? And it's like, that's fine, too. You know, they asked. And usually I just tell them, like, you know, as we're, you know, just, like, you just, I don't know, talking is a great thing, too, which I see a lot of people don't seem to have learned a lot, is, you know,
yeah.
Communication skills. Like, if you don't like something, tell somebody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a lost art, you know? You can't just be, like, tweet it out, you know, oh, my God, this guy just totally hugged me way too tight or something. It's like, well, you know, just tell them. Like, I tell people all the time, like, if they want to hug, like, gentle, please, like, I'm kind of stuffed in this thing, and
yeah. It
never seems to be a problem.
Yeah. So you said you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
Tell me about your first foray into cosplaying. Who did you dress up as, and why did you do it?
Oh, my goodness. It was Sailor Venus from the best anime ever, Sailor Moon.
Shots fired.
It's all about female empowerment, and she totally was boning Mamoru, and you're just like, ah, oh my God. Like, back in the day, like, they wake up in bed, like, half naked, and you're like, oh my God, they just did it. The anime was an eye-opener in many ways. But I pretty much thrift-stored, like, the entire outfit, and I still have my braces on. So, no wig. So I had my fried bleach blonde hair, my bright blue braces on, and my little thrift stored Sailor Venus costume, which just looked so bad. But I was so excited. Like, I was so proud that I had just, quote unquote, made my first cosplay. And I went to, like, it was like my second convention ever. And back then, the conventions didn't actually go to the conventions hall a lot, because that was expensive and you didn't have that many people go to them. So it was held in the middle of the mall. So there's me and a bunch of other weirdos in the middle of the Sacramento mall. And it was great. I actually could remember, like, every detail of that convention. It's kind of funny. Like, 10 years later, I still remember it clearly, when I literally can't remember what exactly happened, like, this Fanime 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Your first, like, I'll probably remake it here soon. It's something really special, though. Like, your first costume, you'll never forget it.
It left an impact.
Yeah, it totally did. But
so what made you decide to keep going, like, to the costume after that and the costume after that?
I don't know. I kept on just wanting to make more things. And I really just wanted to be, like, certain characters so, so bad. Because you just feel like, you know, when you're playing that character, like, oh, that's totally, like, that's a little bit of me right there. And you really just want to be it and feel just that whole rush of being, like, a different person. Was it Princess Peach? I can't remember. No, it was Squall, actually, from Final Fantasy VIII.
You were Squall?
Yeah. I did a genderbend Squall. I forgot. And you just really want to, like, I don't know, keep making things. And just, that was, like, the main drive, was I just kept on wanting to make something like Squall's Gunblade. Like, oh, I wanted that in real life so bad. And that costume was even shittier somehow than Sailor Venus, which I don't know how that happened. And then it was Terry Bogard from Fatal Fury. Another dude. And it was just, like, I watched all of the anime of Fatal Fury, and I was just like, I want to be him so bad. So, I don't know, it's just, like, this drive of just wanting to, like, represent something that you love so much, and just being a part of it, in a way. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Are there certain character traits that all of the people you've cosplayed have had in common? Like you said, you wanted to be these people. Like, what was it about them that made you want to be them? Like, did they have really great attitudes? Were they really strong? Were they really sassy? Like, you know, was there a common thread there?
I don't know. Mine's kind of, like, very spastic, honestly. Like, Liliana to Elspeth, like, that's a little odd. I don't know what the string would be. I do love, like, the strong silent type, like Elspeth, a lot, because then it's, like, I usually don't ever smile in pictures as Elspeth. It's just, like, that bitch isn't happy. Like, that's not going to happen. And then Liliana is the complete opposite, where she is, like, just having the time of her fucking afterlife kind of thing. Like, the party never stops with her. And that one you can be super flirty with, too, which is, like, you never do as Elspeth. But Liliana, you just say, like, a little thing, and they're just like, did she just say that? Like, oh. I don't know. And then, like, Princess Peach, it's just, like, who wouldn't want to be a princess for a day kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like, I think just cosplay, just being able to be and express yourself in so many different ways, that's just, like, part, a huge part of the fun of it.
Maybe it's not a common thread so much as, you know, I think the word's amalgamation, like you get to be all of those things.
Yeah.
You know, especially as a woman, you know, there's a lot of pressure to be one thing where it's like you have to be the nice girl and or the bad girl or the smart girl or the sassy girl. And a lot of times we do get pigeonholed, and it's really nice to have, you can be it all. You know, you can be the saucy Liliana. You can be the stoic Elsbeth. You can be the hot-headed Chandra. You can be the enigmatic Veraska. You can be all of those things. And maybe that's what it is for you and other people is, you know, you're not just being one type of woman. You're all those women, you know?
So eloquently put. So beautiful.
Now I want to sing I'm Every Woman. Congratulations.
just have like a cosplay montage just playing in the back because, that's exactly it. Like, just, though I mean, there are some people who just stick to a certain type, and that's fine. Like, that's totally what makes them feel good. Then do power to you. It's almost like choosing a class type in, like, an MMO or something. It's whatever just makes you feel good.
You did a profile with Heather Lafferty a little while ago, and you said something very interesting. You said that your family didn't approve of what you do. Is that still true?
They're kind of now a little better about it, but still, especially in the beginning, there's just like, really, this is very, like, you need to grow up. Like, you need to go to college. You need to do something. You literally can't do anything with that. And it's just like, well, it's like the only thing that's making me happy. And it's just like, that doesn't matter. Like, later on in life, that's not going to make you happy when you can't pay the bills. And it's just like, I guess, but it's what I want to do. Mm. So, my family just thought it was just pointless now. But now that I've, like, that they've seen, like, because my mom will ask me, like, how many followers do you have now every once in a while? And it's just like, oh, I just, like, have, like, a few hundred more somehow. I don't know why I was talking about, you know, my going to the laundromat for Princess Aurora and, like, five more people followed me. I don't know why. And, like, the whole going to the GP or the PTs and everything And also the fan mail really helped a lot, because I actually, for a while, was getting cards to sign to send back to people, and just letters of, like, people just saying, like, thank you for what you did.
Wow.
And reading those, that they realized I was actually, like, doing something, like, with this stupid, quote-unquote, hobby of mine. Mm-hmm. And now, I am happy to say that my dad actually shows his friends, like, my different cosplay pictures and is like, oh, yes, my very creative daughter. Now it's turning to creativity instead of a waste of time. So, it's, you know, it's getting there, and it's been awesome. It's been a lot better lately.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about the work that goes into what you do, Christine, because I don't even know where to start. I know there have been so many things I've looked at, and I've said, I want to cosplay that, and I never get it off the ground. And I don't think people really understand how much work goes into this. So break it down for me. How much time do these outfits take? How much money do you put into them? How many bags do you pack when you're going to the Pro Tour? Like, break it down for me.
Oh, the bags packing for the Pro Tour that is, like, the most gut-wrenching feeling, like, the entire time I'm on the plane, which can be like 5 to 10 hours, I am just like, I hope my bags make it. Like, what if my bags aren't there? What is the fucking point of me being there if my fucking costume isn't there? Like, I feel bad for anybody sitting next to me, because, like, the entire time it's like raging, crying, like, sad at, like, because I'm, like, playing through, like, this whole fantasy of, like, my bag didn't make it, and so now I'm super sad, like, sitting here. And my friend's like, what's your problem? It's like, my bags didn't make it. And he's just like, we're not landing for another, like, 3 hours. And I was just like, yeah, I know my bags aren't going to make it. But Elspeth took a really long time. I started getting materials, which are very expensive for armor, December of last year. And... Okay. And November, because I started with Black Friday stuff, too. Mm-hmm. And I started building her pretty much, like, sometime in January. And around my regular job, I finished her, like, March, like, the end of March. kind of finished her, because, like, honestly, after I finish something, there's still parts where I'm like, I'm going to remake that. Oh, my God. What was I thinking? That looks fucking terrible. I need to remake that, too. But, I really can't give, like, a specific time, because I don't really sit there and time my, like, you know, put a stopwatch on, okay, or, like, okay, I'm going to work on it, like, this, you know, 8 hours or something. But Elspeth was a few months, and if I had to condense it in a time frame, like, I'd have to say, like, a few weeks of just, like, if, like, nonstop working, you know, human working, like, two straight weeks of work, mm-hmm. non-fucking-stop. But like a good 3 months of like around a job and trying to figure out stuff, and for the materials and everything, because I use a thermoplastic called Warbla, which is heat activated.
Yeah.
Really fun. It's amazing. Kind of expensive though. Cause you get like a sheet of it for $80.
Wow.
And one sheet, like, for Elspeth, it took maybe, like, 2.5 sheets. So, like, almost, I would say, like, I bought, like, $300 worth, and I used almost all of it, all that $300.
And that was just Warble.
Yeah, that was just,
wow.
Just that. And then you can't, like, just use the Warble by itself. You have to use the craft foam. And I used, like, 2 sheets of craft foam, which were only $8 a piece, but still, then, like, there's the thicker ones. I don't know, like, Elspeth, if I had to, like, hazard a guess just material-wise, it had to come out, like, around, like, $600 or a little bit more, maybe.
Wow.
I don't know. Oh, then the wig and the contacts. Ah, I always forget about the wigs and the contacts. The wig was, like, another $50, and the contacts another $30, so add that on. And then, like, just the time and everything, I don't know. I would, like, for man hours put, I would put Elspeth, like, at over $1,000, just, like, how long it took me.
mm-hmm. Would you say that was your most difficult one yet?
Yeah, definitely. And really happy with, like, really proud with how it turned out, but like I said, I'm gonna like scrap a few pieces and totally remake them. Like, it's already happening. It's never finished. Like, I feel like since 2011, when I first started my first Elspeth, like, I've literally been like working on her for like the last like 3 years of my life, just off and on in weird ways.
Wow. I can't imagine putting that much time into something like that. Like, it's, you know, I would be, you said something about scrapping the material.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel bad taking something apart like that? Like, it's your baby or?
Oh, yeah. You know? Like, I still have, like the 3-year-old pieces of, like, the very first Elspeth costume mm-hmm. that I got signed by, like, Brian Kibler and a few other people that I just kept because it's just, like, I'll never wear it again, but it's really special to me. So, yeah, there's definitely... And then some of it, I'm just like, yeah, fucking see you later, and just, like, rip it apart, and just, like, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you just mentioned Elspeth, and we've talked a lot about Elspeth, and she's obviously one of the more popular cosplays that you've done. Are you aware of where her storyline has gone in the ebook?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think about that?
I got to read the first one, and then I couldn't read the second one until, like, on the plane to Pro Tour during the next, because I didn't have time. Like, I was working on a lot of stuff, like Marchesa and stuff. So I was just like, which was a bad idea, because it was a pretty public spot, and I was brokenly, like, sobbing. It was horrible. Like, I haven't really cried in a book like that in a really, really, like, Fox and the Hound kind of tears, if you've ever watched that movie. Like, I don't know how else to, like, whatever you're sad, it's like The Notebook kind of sad. Like, I literally, like, I broke. And I don't know if it's just, like, it hit me kind of differently than most people, because, like, the stewardess like walked by and was like, is she okay? Does she need anything? And then the lady next to me is like, are you okay? And I was just like, no, my favorite fictional character just died. Don't you understand what is happening? And I don't know. I seriously do think it kind of like messed me up a little bit more because I've been that character for 3 years now, and it's been like I've been on like a journey all of my own with her. Mm-hmm. So it was something really different to like almost in a way like watch her die. Like I kind of start feeling sad. Like I'm trying not to. I want to cry right now for some reason. Like I start talking about it, I start crying. I don't know why, but it was like not just like a chapter like in a book was ending, but I felt like a chapter like in my life was ending almost. Mm-hmm. Like my Elspeth chapter had just ended, and that was where
I get it.
Where like my like the whole magic thing started. So it really hit me hard, and I just like broke.
It's like you came full circle almost, just like she did.
Yeah, in a weird way. Like, me and her, we had this really long journey, and on the pro tour journey to the Knicks, it came to an end. And a really amazing end, I have to say, too. With, like, Chapin, like, winning the whole thing with, like, Elspeth, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I actually got to hold the champion's, like, cup. Like the giant
wow.
champions, like trophy, and take pictures and everything, and it kind of doing that. I felt I don't know, yeah, it felt like a whole circle of life kind of thing. Like it all came full mm-hmm. circle, and I'm still sad. I honestly
yeah.
really hope they don't bring her back because I kind of just want her to be at peace.
Mm-hmm. So there's no plans to be like a zombie Elspeth or returned Elspeth?
I don't know. Everybody, that is like my number one requested thing right now. They're like, are you going to make her mask? Are you going to make like a black Elspeth, mono black? Maybe black white? And it's just like, fuck, man. That's the other thing. Like, I don't really want to like sit there for another 3 fucking months and make like another Elspeth. Like, holy shit, people don't understand. Like, maybe that's part of the sadness, too. Like, I just knew, I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to make another Elspeth cosplay. Like, maybe that was part of the sadness. I don't know, but I guess so. Like, for sure, already going to make her zombie mask, her return mask. It's already started, so...
Well, if anything, I know a lot of people were very unhappy with the way that it went down in the book. So I wouldn't put Elspeth away just yet because I know there are a lot of people who would probably feel very relieved to see her again or very excited to see her again or hope that there's some loophole in the story where she could maybe come back or maybe that's not the end of her. And I think seeing you dressed up as her would really make people very happy.
Yeah, they keep hinting at it. So I definitely think it's not the end, even though I want it to be the end in a weird, like, in a weird way. Even though she's a fictional character, I want her to be at peace. Like, she had such a mm-hmm. fucked up life. Like, let her, like, her last, like, thoughts were, Heliod, just let me rest. Mm-hmm. And you're like, fuck, man, like, let the bitch have a moment. So, like, I'll definitely, like, I've even already paid homage. Like, every time I wear Elspeth since, like, the ebook came out, I have a little pair of angel wings that I wear with the costume. So, like, I definitely will, I'll keep Elspeth alive in a weird necromantic way.
Would you say that she's your favorite out of everybody that you've dressed up as?
Like, character-wise, yes. Comfort-wise, God, no.
No?
No.
That bad?
GPs? San Jose, like, 2 years ago? I don't know. I don't remember when exactly GP San Jose was. I almost, like, started puking. Because I got so overheated in her, and I was just sitting. We were just playing a two-headed giant with a couple of guys, and the guys across from me look at me, and they're like, are you okay? I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel so good. And I am, like, literally, like, I'm sweating so bad that pieces of the armor are actually sliding off because the glue has, like, like almost like descent, like it's become glue again because it's gotten so hot that it's, yeah, it was bad. And pretty much I just throw the cards down on the table and I start trying to stagger away. And my handler, like, drags me out of the hall, and we get out, and I start dry heaving, like, really bad.
Wow.
So she's kind of, like, heat factor-wise, I hate her. I fucking hate wearing that bitch, but if it's cold, like, winter day, I feel great. It's a wonderful costume. But magic cosplay-wise, my favorite to wear is Amara Tandris. I like wearing her. I like being an elf.
Really?
Yeah. Even though her card was shitty as all hell. Putting it lightly. I really liked her in the story a lot. Like, a fuck ton. I liked her a lot, and being the serene elf ambassador, it was a lot of fun. And she's comfortable.
Yeah. So where do you go from here, Christine? Where do you go? Where does your cosplay go? What's next for you?
Zombies. I guess that's what the people want. I don't know. Just keep on cosplaying, you know, mm-hmm. Just keep on keeping on. Bigger and more. I just hope I can keep on evolving, like, nonstop. So each time I like bring out another costume, they're just like, hot damn, like, is she for real? So I just hope to keep on improving my craft a lot and just keep on doing the characters that I really love, just bring them to life so I can just be like, look, it's me. Look at me.
Can you share any potential characters that maybe you have dressing up as in mind next?
Definitely, I'm gonna definitely try and make a Liliana Vess instead of the Veil, because I've been wearing of the Veil for like 2 years now, so she needs to, I want to make some Liliana titty armor and kind of, even though I hate boob armor, I think that is the stupidest piece of armor ever. And actually a huge pet peeve, but for some reason I love hating myself and making it. I'll actually have Chandra done. Finally.
Mm.
That bitch took forever. what was a couple other ones that I was talking about? Shit. Night of what was I working on? Night of Dusk, I really love doing certain artists, like, a lot, and RK Post, I really wish I could do more of his Kamigawa cards, but mm-hmm. seeing as most of the characters that he did in Kamigawa don't have faces at all, mm-hmm. and seem to be, like, breathing air out of their, like, I don't know, like, their butthole or something, because, like, they have no nostrils, like, whatsoever. Night of Dusk, which everybody's like, who the fuck is that? And it's just like a really random ass card, but with tentacly hot black sorceress like chick on it, and I'm
looking at it now.
I like the tentacles, so she's got like tentacles coming out of her shoulders, which at first you're like, what? And you're like, oh shit,
yeah,
tentacles. And you're like, oh, I see, Christine. And then you start questioning me, and I'm just like, I'm sorry,
I don't really see tentacles. I see them more as feathers. Maybe
there's
me.
Like feathers, but then like at the bottom of the feathers, like her hand holding the staff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's got like okay. these tiny little root tentacles coming out of her.
Wow, see, everybody's very much the faculty. I get a faculty vibe from that, like the queen.
Yeah, so everybody's like, yeah. Who the fuck are you talking about? They're like, oh.
I can see you doing that.
I don't know. I like doing, and then I really hope, I'm not going to say anything. But I really hope to get Kalia. I started a Kalia. I wasn't going to say anything until I, like, tackled more of the wings of, like, how I'm actually going to, like, do those. Mm-hmm. But I started one, so now everybody fucking knows.
Well, this is my show. People come on my show to air it all out. So you are...
So Kalia, and then I have almost a totally completed Yaleba Nephilim Scourge done. So
wow.
So hopefully that'll be finished. And I really need to do an angel. I feel like I'm letting Heather down really bad. Like, it is a mortal sin, and I think about it a lot. Like, I'm just like, fucking letting Heather down right now. So I really want to do an angel, and I have no idea which one I want to do.
I still have to work up the nerve to, I decided a while ago, I made the mistake of making my first cosplay choice extremely difficult. I didn't bother, like, picking one that I could, like, dip my toe into. I just decided I was going to dive into it. And the one I really, really want to do is Exava, Rakdos Blood Witch.
Oh, God. Yeah.
The problem with that, though, and the biggest problem with that is the helm. I had my friend Sonia on the show last year, and we talked about cosplaying a little bit, and everything else about it seems pretty easy to do, but no matter how I look at that helmet, and it's so funny because people would say to me, oh, it's not that bad, and I'm like, I have no artistic ability whatsoever. Taking that helmet, I have no idea, and she really is the helmet, and I don't know where to start, I don't know what to do, but that's my baby. That's one of those cards where if I ever have free time, I'm daydreaming. I'm trying to think of what mats I might need. I played World of Warcraft, so I call them mats.
Exava, I know exactly what you're talking about. I was like, yo. Oh my God.
Exava's my dream cosplay. And I've thought of maybe scaling it down a bit. Like, I thought of doing something a little simpler. There's that, I was going to do the Forlorn Sudama, the really creepy pink mommy zombie with, like, the gold. And I was like, that's easy enough. I'll just get, like, a pink toga dress. I'll drag a couple of baby dolls with me. That'll be fun. And then I was like, but I want to do Exava. That's that. I feel like I could be that. Like you said, being different characters. I would love to just be very fierce like that and just raw and have the chains and the boots and the belt and the ribbons. Like, she's just so majestic and so fierce. And I would love to be that for just a day.
Yeah, exactly. See, you got the cosplay bug in you. You really do. Like, that's it. And then it's just like you need that tiny bit of craziness where you're just like, I'm going to spend a fuck ton of money and fuck up a ton and, like, then try and make something, because that's what it pretty much amounts to. Like,
and that's what I think my problem is I'm so worried about screwing up. It's like, you know, some people gave me some ideas, and they were like, you know, you should start off with a bike helmet. And I was like, you know, kind of like you were with the luggage, where I was like, what if the helmet doesn't fit? And what if the paint doesn't stay on? And what if I buy the Wurmple, and the Wurmple doesn't mold? What am I going to do? And like you said, sometimes to be a cosplayer, you just have to be like, bug it, and just
kind of like,
you're
like,
yeah,
all right, like, I'll use this soap, like, right here, you know, you're like, I literally take, like, my mom hates it, like, to get, like, the perfect shapes of something, I'll take, like, half the different sized fucking bowls out of the kitchen, and she's like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, I'm trying to make titty armor, mom. Like, don't judge me. And I've got I have my favorite bowl, which is, like, my size, and it actually, like, cracked while she was washing it, because, like, you know, they just break after a while, and I almost started crying, and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to make my titty armor anymore. And she actually went out and bought another one, so that was love right there, but, it's just kind of like, you got to keep, like, you have to keep fucking up until it finally clicks, right? Like, I don't know how many times, like, I literally went through 3 of this Elspeth, like, the Sun's Champions breastplate, like, 3 times.
Wow.
And I literally, the second to the last one before, the one right before this one, I literally called my friend sobbing and was like, I'm so done with this. And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm breaking this fucking breastplate right now. And I was literally sitting there with scissors just stabbing at it. Just, like, lost it, Britney Spears moment. And was just like, tearing it off, and she's like, don't fucking break it, and I was just like, it's too late now, like, I've got my revenge now, like, that's, it's dead, and it's never coming back. And then the next morning, I was like, oh, fuck, now I gotta remake all this, like, that was great, Christine, just going on a rampage.
Mom, I need more tissue.
Mom, grab the bowl. I hope you watched it.
So I want to move on to the reader questions and the follower questions, because like I said, we got a really big response when we put the call out there for questions, and I didn't, I think we covered some of the questions just in our conversation, but there were a couple we didn't quite touch on, and I want to give people a little bit of their limelight, so I'm just going to ask you some things. The first question I have here is from @lobster667, and he wants to know if he's going to see you at any European events at some point.
I hope so. I never really know what I'm going to show up at, like, planes walk over to. I hope so. Maybe by the end of the year. I don't know. Nothing soon, though. Like, GP Portland's, like, the next, like, thing I'm like, fuck yeah about, and that's about it.
Now, are you, I'm trying to figure out how to word this, would you go to these things if you weren't necessarily invited, or do you go to them because Wizards specifically says, Christine Sprinkle, we'd like you to be here?
I would love to be able to, like, most of the time it's the invite, mm-hmm. but, like, when it's not, it's really hard
yeah.
to pay that much money, like, just to go, like, it's really hard, and I just don't think people quite understand, like, making the costume and then, like, trying to go places where the costumes are actually relevant. It doesn't yeah. mix so well. Like, I pretty much, like, the plane ticket, I'm wearing it right now. So, it's just like, kind of fucked up, you know? So, I'd love to.
Yeah. Anthony Lowry, or as I call him, Ms. Lowry, had a question for you. He wants to know, if you could choose three Magic players to be your soldier tokens or your soldiers, who would they be?
Yeah, that was actually a really amazing question. And, like, I feel like I'm supposed to answer with, like, certain people. Like, it's just, like, a fucking given. Like, so, like, if this bitch doesn't say Bright Kibler, like, I'm leaving. Like, like, we're going to hear, like, a, like, the door slam and, like... So, I'm going to say Brian Kibler.
Okay.
Because apparently we're dating. If you didn't know that.
What?
If you didn't know that, as soon as you wear an Elspeth costume, you and Brian Kibler become soulmates.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I never knew that. It was a surprise to me. I didn't even know his fucking name when we met back in 2011, like that picture that is like the most famous picture of me ever, of me standing next to Brian Kibler. I didn't even know who the hell that was at first, like, because I was just like a super casual player. Oh my god. And then my friend was like, that was Brian Kibler, and I was like, who? And he's like, the Call Blade guy. And he was, like, that Elspeth dude. And I was like, oh, okay. So, like, literally his nickname. And it's, like, on a bunch of the pictures. Like, on my DeviantArt and stuff. Like, that Elspeth guy.
All right. So, we got Kibbles. Do you have names for the other two?
I'd have to say Patrick now because, mm-hmm. holy shit, did he become, like, his own little mini Suns champion just recently.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Like, being there when he won that, like, the hall, that was the most intense feeling I have felt in a really long time. Like, everybody was literally, like, I thought somebody was going to, like, poop themselves. Like, Jesus. Like, the concentration on that screen, it was amazing. And then when he won, it was deafening for a second. It was amazing. So I definitely think he's, like, earned his spot. And the soldier token. And then the third one. That one is so hard for some reason. Like, it took a while. And I would have to say, I think this is kind of random, Owen Turnwald. And everybody's like,
Owen!
And he's like, what the fuck? But, like, have you met Owen? He is so fucking passionate about Magic. It is like a breath of fresh air when you talk to him. And like every time I go to an event, I make sure to like go out of my way just to like go over and talk to Owen Turnwald because I don't know, it like almost like refreshes you and you're just like, yeah, like fucking Magic, man. Like, let's fucking play, you know? So I'd have to go with Owen. Just because he definitely has a spark. He has a spark, and it's great to bathe in every once in a while.
I have my three. I know I wasn't asked.
No, we need to make this like a Twitter thing now and be like, if you were Elspeth, who were your three soldier tokens?
Well, mine are a little bit more lascivious than yours, because that's just how I roll. But so soldier number one for me would be Redo.
Oh, my God.
Love of my life,
Holy
Redo.
Shit. So every time he walks in the hall, like, it's like, I swear to God, his hair does this. He's got the best fucking hair. Like, I never try and creep on him, because I don't think, like, I feel like we've talked a lot at all. But I always, like, every time, I feel like a creeper, because I end up, like, stupidly staring at him in, like, this, like, yeah, smiley face, and then he smiles at me, and I'm like, oh, fuck, like, I was creeping on him hard. But he's got, like, this all-American, like, boy kind of thing, like, the captain of the, you know, the channel.
Yeah, it's like you're in a high school movie.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like you're in a high school movie, and he's the cute boy in the cafeteria who, like, walks in slow-mo, and he looks at you, and you have, like, your tray of Jell-O, and he's like, sup? And you're like, nothing.
That's exactly how it is. If people, I don't, if you meet him in person, like, that's literally how, like, every time, I just have this stupid fucking smile on my face, and then he smiles back, and I'm just like, holy shit, I'm a dumbass.
Yeah.
Like, you just kind of want to go, hey. Like, like,
he's so dreamy.
Like, the three chicks after Gaston, like, like, when he walks by, you're just like,
I get it. My number two choice for soldier tokens is Joel Larson. My goodness, Joel Larson. Beautiful boy. The Swedish Kibler?
Yeah, no. Oof. We were actually making slight jokes about him at the PT, because he was, I swear to God, he's trying to, like, I don't know if he's, like, doing it on purpose, but, like, he literally dresses like Kibler does too. At least he was at the PT, and I was like, I wonder if he's, like, trying to, like channel him in a way. Like, is he cosplaying Kibler right now? Like,
that's some, like, single white female shit. Like, he's gonna replace him someday, you know?
And I have to say, I made him quite flustered as Liliana, and I didn't know it. It was actually the vendors. They made a comment. And, because I would sit every once in a while, because those fucking shoes, man. and I wouldn't just sit on, like, that folding chair. I've now dominated the folding chair as Liliana. Like, I work that folding chair. Like, ooh, it's not, like, a break. It's, I continue to cosplay on the folding chair. And, so I was on the folding chair, and as Liliana, I love being outrageous and just kind of, hey, sup? Like, what are you doing later? You know, kind of thing. And
yeah,
and he walks by, and I do it to everybody that walks by. Small children, I try and eat them. With him, I just kind of put the hand, like, right underneath the chin kind of thing, like, right above the breast, and just kind of give him, like, a little, like, the fingers, like, a little wiggle, like, hey. And apparently he turned around and was bright red, and the vendors, because I couldn't see him by then, the vendors started laughing so hard, just fucking died. And I guess, because I kind of get, like, you know, busy and sidetracked, I guess he walked by, like, in a circle, like, two more times. Kind of just, like, circled. And the vendors, like, one of the guys walked over, and he was like, can I get a picture real quick? I was like, yeah. And he's like, I think he just threw that poor player just totally off his game. And I was like, who? And he's like, the guy in the leather jacket, the Kibler-looking guy. I was like, oh. But I kind of scared him a little, I think. I don't know.
My third choice is going to be somebody a little more simple, but I love him. I have the biggest crush on Car Young Tom from Man of the Prize. KYT is my Asian love child. He is my spring roll. He is my green dragon. I adore him. So if he could be my third soldier, I would be a very happy girl. So,
I love him. I swear he's not talkative enough.
He talks for me, Sprinkle. He opens up for me.
What the hell did I do wrong? Because, like,
I don't know.
I was on a podcast with him. Mm-hmm. And, nothing, man. Like,
oh, no.
Like, what the hell are you doing? Just like, I'm here. I'm like, okay. You playing fucking Pokemon back there? Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
It's my boo.
Shit, I'm doing something wrong.
Right? I don't know what it is, man. So at VP Gorman wants to know, how many cats do you have, and do you have any pets other than cats?
How many cats do you have? Oh, crazy cat lady. Question number one. I don't have two cats. I actually have a son and a daughter.
Okay.
They're two rescues. They're brother and sister. I actually got them a week before 2011 Worlds. So they're kind of like young teenagers right now. And, my son, Ajani, who is a wonderful 20-pound, ball of love. He's,
I love fat cats.
He is not fat.
Oh.
He is big boned.
Oh.
He's just a big kitty. Can't help it. But he's my son. And then, and that's what I call him. Honestly, if you yell a Johnny now in the house, he probably wouldn't come to it. If you yell son, though, which is really embarrassing when we take him to, like, the vet, because they're like, what's his name, a Johnny? And they're like, how do you spell it? I'm like, he's called son. And they're like, S-U-N? And I'm like, no, like, my son, S-O-N. And the lady just looks at me like, oh, my God. And then every time I say son, too, he meows because he's just like, you calling me? Like, you're like, not helping. But, and then I have his sister who is just like the BioShock little sister. That's her name. Or beautiful bitch. She really comes to either one. Like, if you say bitch, she looks up to you like, what? That's not me, but I'm, hey, what are you doing? And then my mom's two dogs, a miniature poodle and chihuahua. Those aren't mine, though. Those fucking flea bags aren't mine. Clearly a cat person. And that's it. Like, my cosplays, if you can consider them animals, like, that's a lot of them because they own me, too. But just the two cats.
Okay. At Rocky the Hercule wants to know, if you could be a card, planeswalker, legend, or other, what would you want your abilities to be?
Without a doubt, changeling. Mm-hmm. I would want the changeling effects of, you know, you are whatever other creature card type, blah, blah, blah. Because that's a creature type. But then also, now I have to look it up. Pretty sure it's a mechanic, too.
Mm-hmm.
But changeling. Okay. That's my answer.
Okay. I think we already answered this, but at Tim's where I wanted to know, is breastplate as uncomfortable and unsupportive as it looks?
They're horrible. I absolutely 100% hate them. And I was thinking of, like, when I redid Elspeth's breastplate, because that was one of the big parts that I wanted to remake on her, was actually making a real breastplate, which actually got a really good response from the community. They're like, I would love to, absolutely love to see a real, like, Elspeth type breastplate. Super uncomfortable too. I don't know. It pushes up in a weird way, like, stronger than any underwire, and it kind of just, there's just no movement at all to it. So you're just kind of saying hello to the girls right there, pushed up, and you're just like, ah. And then the boobie sweat is horrific in them, too. Like, really bad.
Oof. Wow. And the last question I have, courtesy of a vagrant named Jack LaCroix.
Who the hell's... I hate that. I hate just the name. I don't know why. I hate it, though.
God, I mean,
what a
filth.
Fucking asshole.
I know, right? I mean, I'd give him a taste. You know, it's my charitable act for the year, you know. He wants to know, how evil is spandex?
You know, spandex isn't too bad. I can see why superheroes wear it. the undergarments you have to wear underneath it to actually look good in spandex, that's a totally different thing. No matter how stick thin you are, like, you have to wear Spanx or something that kind of just makes you streamlined and all sucked in. And I hate those, but it's like an evil necessity. Like, I sure as hell would not wear a Catwoman suit without it. And on that topic, PVC bodysuits, which I just got one for my Batman Returns Catwoman, literally feels kind of like an anxiety attack when you put it on because it's so tight and it's so unforgiving. Like, there's no way that bitch, like, fought in that. Like, I heard hers was latex, even worse. Like,
yeah.
No. Makes no sense. But the spandex isn't too bad. Like, unless you're not wearing, like I said, unless you're not wearing the right undergarments, because if you're not wearing something like Spanx or something that kind of also, like, protects you from your, like, ass eating it. Which at first you're like, oh, that must be great, like, for definition. No, like, it's really uncomfortable. And if you get, like, a sweat line right there, it's really, like, embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Wear those Spanx. Wear the shit out of those.
So, Christine, if anybody's enjoyed your appearance on the show, how can they find you? How can they get a hold of you?
I am, if you just put in Elspeth cosplay Google, I guarantee I pop up. But
I guarantee other people probably do as well.
Oh, yeah. No. No. Without a doubt. But my face is there for sure. Like, that's, like, the only sure cosplay if you actually type in, like, if you put in some of my other cosplays, you might see, but the Elspeth one, for some reason, if you just put in Magic the Gathering cosplay, I pop up now, which is trippy. It's fucking trippy. But no, for real, C Sprinkle Run is everything. It's the letter C, Sprinkle, which is like Sprinkle, but it's like you're saying it with an accent, like Sprinkle. Run, because I wanted to keep it. I wanted to keep it really simple. Because somebody was like, "Oh, when you make your online name, make sure it's simple for people to remember." And I'm like, "How simple? Like C Spot Run, like simple?" And they're like, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay, C Sprinkle Run." They're like, "Are you serious?" And I was like, "You said keep it simple." And there you are, and that's an actual real name. Like everybody's like, "That's not." And I'm like, "I'm Polish." It's my real last name. Are you making fun of my people? my grandparents, like, fought their way over 1942 on that damn boat. They might have cut off, like, a good 15 letters off of that Sprinkle dash. But I'm proud of Sprinkle. So.
Oh, man.
It's my real name. Because that's, like, the number one asked question. They're like, is that, like, your online moniker? I'm like, no. My real name was just so fucking weird enough that just kind of stuck and thought people would never believe it. So, there you go.
You'll have to do, like, Elspeth wearing a babushka at an event, you know? So, I want to summon the soldier tokens and flail your hands wildly in the air and, you know.
Oh, shit.
I would love to see that, you know. Elspeth would be awesome. Well, Christine, thank you so much for coming on the show. It has been a joy getting to know you, and you are just as lovely as I thought you would be, and I look forward to meeting you sometime.
No, seriously, are you going to GP Portland or anything?
I actually just canceled on Portland. Portland ended up being kind of expensive.
Oh, my God. Only that. I haven't actually booked my flights yet.
Yeah, it was turning out to be expensive, and I was going, to be quite honest, I was going because of certain people. Heather was supposed to be going. My friend Natasha was supposed to be going, and they both had to bow out.
Are you serious? So it's like everybody was going, and now is it kind of like dying down?
I don't know. Like I said, all I know is, you know, the two or three main people that I was really going for are unfortunately not able to go. And so that was a big part of me not wanting to go. The money was becoming a bit out of hand. And I also recently earned my one-round bye for the season, which I've never had before. And that really doesn't count in a team sealed event.
Oh.
So I wanted to go to two or three GPs where that would actually make a difference. And I just couldn't afford to do it all. So unfortunately, I did have to bail on Portland. But I'm still going to be promoting the hell out of it. I'm hoping to have the team video on my show to talk about it. I might be doing some recorded ads for them. So I'm still a big fan of it. I still want it to succeed. I just won't be able to make it, unfortunately.
Yeah, the guy who runs it, Mr. Timothy Shields, his events are amazing, like GP Vegas and stuff. He really seriously thinks about what the players want, like really bad. Like all the side events, everything. He really tries to just make the event as worthwhile as possible. And supposedly he's trying to really hard get a small like cosplay competition going.
Well, that'd be
so
awesome.
If you show up in costume, you get prizes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that'll encourage more folks to go.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. So, well, if anybody's enjoyed what you've heard here on the Deck Tease, you can always find the show first and foremost on GatheringMagic.com. The show is also on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Please subscribe and leave me a review or some stars. I really do appreciate it. It really does make a difference. You can keep up with the show on Twitter at the Deck Tease. I am on Twitter at OriginalEstrus. And you can also email me personally at estrus@elitestrucks.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, and please take care of yourselves, okay? Bye.
It just happened.
That's like the time-lapse photography where you're just standing still and stuff's growing and then dying and growing.
Seriously, like that's what I imagine though. I was like, when he said fungal infection, I was like, holy fuck, like I got mushrooms growing. Like that's what I imagined was like mushrooms growing off of me, like, or moss too, like moss, like little patches of like moss and mushrooms like growing off.
You could be Mara or Mohammed your next cosplay. You wouldn't even need a costume. You would just grow it yourself. You would just hold still and
just sweat for like 8 hours in a costume and never take it off. And like, that's what happens. That's what happens though. And I did find out that if you just like Lysol the shit out of them and just let them hang like dry, they're okay. Or at least I didn't get another fungal infection since I've done that, so I'm guessing it's okay.
Oh, man.
That's what happened.
It's all the things we, the public, don't get to hear. Well,
yeah,
you know, we assume cosplay.
Like, everybody asks, like, what's the worst, like, that's ever happened to you physically? Like, and they're talking, like, you know, like, has somebody grabbed you, you know, that? And I'm like, and the first thing I flash to now is, like, mushrooms, like fungal infection. Like that's like the worst physical thing that's ever happened.
You got ringworm. That's crazy.
Which and I found out it's not actually worms, because that's like the first thing I thought was I've actually had worms, and it's not worms. It's just the way that the pattern is, but that the little mushrooms on your leg grow. So it's in a ring pattern. But, oh, it was horrible, super itchy, and it grossed me out. I was like, that's great. Because he asked me, too. That was the other thing. He was like, because he was, like, trying to figure out how I got it. And he was like, so tell me, like, what you were doing, like, the last few weeks before this, what you were doing. And I, like, you know, like, did you go in any pools? No. Like, did you go outside? I don't go outside. Like, that's disgusting. And then he's like, what do you, like, do? Do you, like, do you work out? And I'm like, oh, God, no. Like, you're so cold right now. So cold. And he's like, well, it's like a jock itch kind of thing. Like, it's all the same thing. Not jock itch, but, like, oh, what's it called?
Jock itch is way funnier.
Well, they're all the same thing. Athlete's foot. It's jock itch, athlete's foot, and ringworm. Because the medicine that I got, it was all for all three, apparently. So if I ever have problems elsewhere, I'm covered. But
if only that was Elsbeth -4. You know, instead of destroying, you know, creatures with power 4 or greater, destroy all ringworm.
Destroy
jock itch.
Destroy jock itch and athlete's foot. And that's what he said. He's like, it's kind of like, he's like, it's all in the same family or whatever. And he's like, what have you been doing to wear? Because it was just on my legs, nowhere else. And I was like, oh, the stripper boots. Like, and I listened, and I was like, I wear costumes, and I have, like, these, like, boots that come up to here, and that's where the ringworm stopped, like, exactly where Liliana's boot stopped. And he's like, well, would you, like, how long are you wearing these for? Like, you know, at least 4 hours a day, and then, like, a small...
Does he know it's cosplay, or yeah. Does he think you're, like, a stripper?
No, okay. I explained it to him, but...
Okay.
Which is always really, how do you explain that, really? Like, like, I was dressing up as this evil dark sorceress from this game, Magic the Gathering, you know? Which also, the TSA guys, like, when I'm going different places on the plane, they always stop me.
Right.
Whenever they scan my bags, I always see the little flag now, like, the little motion. I'm like, all right. And I just start walking over now. I'm like, yeah, those are my bags. And they always open up. They're like, so what are you doing? Like, I'm modeling, going somewhere. And they're like, what kind of modeling are you doing? As they, like, open my bags, and there's, like, armor and, like, these huge hooker boots. And, like, these, like, chains crap for Lily. They're like, what the fuck? And I'm just like, modeling. Like,
it would almost be easier if you just said stripper. Like, you know, they probably understand
seriously?
That more.
I, like, we've talked about it. Like, what's the game plan for this trip? Like, I don't know. Where are we going? Atlanta? Say stripper. That'll be fine. That'll be totally fine. It's pretty, they do. They always get stopped, and I always get asked questions like, what are you doing? And it's just like, yeah, I don't.
Your godsend would, like, extend into a stripper.
Yeah. It'd be like, damn, actually, Magic the Gathering's, like, perfect for that.